In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumphs of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 111, the 7th and 10th Commandments. Thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. In the image, we have the all-seeing eye of God in the center, and it looks like we have two pictures of a young boy in his kitchen stealing food from the pantry in his home there. And then later on, we see the young boy is grown up, and he is a man, and he is stealing money from a bank. The caption reads, "Parents should be most careful to teach their children honesty in thought, word, and deed. As the child, so the man. If parents laugh indulgently at their child stealing food from the cupboard," the first picture, "keeping back change from errands, copying in examinations, throwing stones to break windows, defacing walls and books, picking flowers and fruits from another person's garden, etc., then those parents must not be surprised if when the child is grown up, he steals from the bank." In the second image, "forges signatures, cheats his employers, becomes a usurer, etc." Okay. Now the text reads, "What does God forbid in the seventh commandment?" In the seventh commandment, God forbids all dishonesty, such as stealing, cheating, unjust keeping of what belongs to others, unjust damage to the property of others, and the accepting of bribes by public officials. Quote, do not any unjust thing in judgment, in rule, in weight, or in measure. Let the balance be just and the weights equal, the bushel just and the sextary equal." From Leviticus chapter 19, verses 35 through 36. The seventh and tenth commandments are treated together because they deal with commands about property. The seventh commandment refers to external acts, and the tenth to intentions or desires against honesty. One who is starving may, however, take what he absolutely needs. The right to live is above the right of property. But this permission must be used only in rare and extreme cases when all other means have been exhausted. The obligations regarding honesty are imposed on us in conscience, even though the civil laws may not compel us. Quote, "Take heed and guard yourself from all covetousness, for a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." From St. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Violations of these commandments are opposed to natural law and justice, and are an attack on society, a menace to public security and peace. What are the chief violations of the seventh commandment? The chief violations of the seventh commandment are the following. Stealing or theft is the secret taking of another person's property. Few sins are more common than theft. Covetousness leads to theft. Those who like to show themselves off in luxury but have not the means frequently resort to theft. One must be very careful in avoiding even petty thefts, or he will contract a vice and in a short time will find himself stealing more valuable things. Robbery is the open and forcible taking of another person's property. Robbery or stealing is a slight or grave sin according to the injury done. Stealing a day's wages from a person is usually a mortal sin. Stealing even a very small amount from a poor person is a mortal sin. a number of different small thefts from the same person or different persons within the space of 1 or 2 months, and amounting to a considerable sum, may be a mortal sin. Cheating is depriving another of his property by crafty means. Including cheating are using false weights and measures, issuing counterfeit money, adulterating food and other products for sale, forgery, falsification of documents, smuggling, tampering with boundary lines, overcharging, excessive profits, arson with a view to collect of insurance money, etc. Copying during an examination or copying the work of another and presenting it as one's own work is also cheating. By it, one obtains credit for what does not belong to him and often gets what justly belongs to another. Copyrights are a form of property that must be respected. Usury is the charging of excessive interest on money. A usurer takes unjust advantage of the need of another in order to make excessive profits. Under the appearance of helping the needy, a usurer involves them in greater hardship, taking from them their means of livelihood. Another form of dishonesty is cornering the market, which consists in buying up the entire supply of one product, such as wheat, for the purpose of forcing up prices, and thus making excessive profits. So the game of Monopoly is encouraging children to corner markets and practice evil. Unjust damage done to the property of others is against the seventh commandment. One may injure another's property by setting it on fire, treading down his crops, fishing or shooting on his grounds without permission, pulling down fences, defacing books, furniture, and buildings, etc. One who does willful damage to another's property must make good the loss. Accidental damage need not be made good unless it came about through culpable negligence. Thoughtless persons who pass through a farm sometimes pick fruit, vegetables, or corn. Some travelers have the bad habit of taking towels, dishes, pens, and similar things from trains, boats, and hotels as souvenirs. Children pick flowers from other people's gardens, throw stones at houses, write on desks, walls, and fences. They should be taught not to injure the property of others. Public officials must be very careful not to accept bribes. They must guard against all signs of embezzlement. Officials are placed in office not to enrich themselves, but to serve the public. They must treat all the citizens fairly and justly, reject all dishonest efforts to sway them from honesty, shun all kinds of peculation, and be most careful in their duty. Peculation is using private funds for your own personal benefit. It is a sin to contract debts beyond one's ability to pay and not to pay debts when due, even if able. Young people should not go into debt. Most of them, not having as yet any means of earning, would have no sure source from which to repay their debts. It is very wrong to get into debt to satisfy a craving for amusement in order to buy more and more fashionable clothes, etc. But once in debt, to pay is a moral obligation. When I saw that earlier, I thought, well, what about all the people, young people, who go into debt in order to go to college and take out student loans with no really secure way of paying them back, other than maybe I'll get a good job and be able to pay it back. So, employers who do not pay a just living wage defraud others and are guilty of injustice. Employees who waste time, do bad work willfully, or neglect to take reasonable care of their employer's property violate the seventh commandment. And of course, there's going to be a whole other section on relations between employers and employees later on in the book. Another sin against this commandment is the violation of business contracts. One may be guilty of dishonesty by obtaining money or goods from others for a specific purpose and using the donated articles for other purposes. One who borrows books, instruments, etc., must take care of them and return them in proper condition and in proper time. Children must not steal from parents or keep change from purchases. Buying or receiving stolen goods is a sin against the seventh commandment. Those who buy or receive stolen goods help and encourage thieves for the sake of gain. Receiving all or a portion of the estate of a deceased person contrary to the expressed wishes of that person is a sin of dishonesty, even if done with the approval of civil courts. Just because it's civilly legal does not make it true or good. Do we have any questions or comments? Okay, before we began, Bridget asked the question about pens and things from hotels, taking souvenirs from trains and boats and hotels. And I think a lot of times that the businesses themselves put their name on these pens as a means of advertisement, and they more or less wish for you to take them because they are cheap or insignificant. And it is not that you're stealing as such, but the business wants you to take it because wherever you use that pen, it is basically advertisement for them. I don't think it is, but perhaps if you're stealing bath towels from the hotel, that is something different. And of course, we did get into more recently that there is the sanitation aspect of so many things. That rather than sanitize many of these objects, they will either be thrown away if you don't take them. Another example, I mentioned the water bottles on airplanes, how they're generally, if they're left in the seat, they will just be thrown away. But Delta also passes out earbuds in these little sealed packages. They don't want them back. They expect you to take them. I think they make an announcement to the effect that you can keep them and use them on subsequent flights or at another time. I think we have to use a little bit of common sense and judge what is meant for us to take as advertisement or promotion and what is actually stealing and taking what the business needs in its operation and thus harming the business. Any questions or comments? We will end then with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et mani et semper. Amen.